everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are dabbling in business between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We're smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm excited to have a fellow podcaster on and a wonderful author. Joyce Shulman is a serial entrepreneur, idea junkie, addicted skier, CrossFitter. She's a TEDx speaker, a recovering attorney, and the host of the Weekly Walk podcast and author of Walk Your Way to Better. As the founder and CEO of Macaroni Kid, she built a multi-million dollar media company that delivers hyper-local community-focused content geared for moms to more than 570 communities across the U.S. and Canada. Her decade of work with women revealed two of the most pervasive challenges they face. Women are lonely and are confronting health and a wellness crisis. Through extensive research and her own personal experiences, Joyce discovered that walking is magic for women and recently founded 99 Walks, a company on a mission to get a million women walking. Joyce lives in Sag Harbor, New York, with her husband, two teenagers, and a slightly unruly but very sweet dog named Moose. So, Joyce, with all that being said, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you for having me and for that warm welcome.
Oh, my pleasure. So I really want to know the journey of becoming a recovering attorney and doing all the things that you are doing now and the journey that has brought you to encouraging women to walk their way to better.
Listening to your intro of me, I was thinking, wow, I sound really busy. Like, no wonder I'm so busy because I am riding a lot of bicycles and doing a lot of things. But the journey has been a long one. I've always been really entrepreneurial by spirit. I started my first company while I was in law school, which is a terrible idea. I don't recommend it to anybody. But I've always had this desire to build and create something. And as you say, I've always sort of self-identified as an idea junkie. I love ideas. I love the challenge of new ideas and new puzzles. And I loved my legal practice, but I was a commercial litigator, and that meant that my primary goal, my primary job was to make people's problems go away. And I realized early on that really what I wanted to do was build and create. So it wasn't a great fit for me, though it was a wonderful education. And I started an entrepreneurial journey. Now it's been about 20 years.
Why do you think the loneliness epidemic and wellness crisis are connected?
Oh, that is such a big question, Dori, which I could talk about for a long time. But I believe that we were not meant to raise our families behind a white picket fence and at the end of a long driveway. I think that we were meant to raise our families and to live in much more of a sense of community than we do now. We were supposed to have our aunties and our sisters and our mothers and our friends and our cousins around us. And I think we are living in a way that is forcing us to feel like we need to do it all on our own, to do it to some kind of artificial standard of perfection, and to basically balance every plate all by ourselves. And as a result of that, we're doing too much. Our expectations on ourselves are too high. And what we're sacrificing to get to that place is our wellness and our willingness to take care of ourselves and our ability to carve out time and make time for ourselves without crazy feelings of guilt and obligation.
I think that that's a hard thing for women, because as women, and especially mompreneurs and businesswomen that are raising their children and trying to build that business while bridging the gap between work and kids and how do we do it all, I think that we put so much pressure on ourselves, like you were saying, the unrealistic goal of perfection. Perfection is such a low goal because done is better than perfect. We need to finish and say, it's okay, we're done, and now move on to something else. And I do. I think that women have a hard time with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it stands in the way for many women. It stands in their way of even their ability to get started. I just recently had a conversation with somebody who has big dreams and big ambitions. And because of the nature of what I do, I spend a fair bit of time working with younger women and entrepreneurs and moms who want to start businesses. And she said something which I hear all the time. And that was, I can't get started until I figure it all out. And you're never going to figure it all out because it's impossible to figure out all of the answers to all of the challenges in a vacuum. You just kind of have to jump in.
Well, the reality is, I look at it, one of the things you can't figure it out is because there are going to be problems you never even thought of. There
exactly.
are also going to be successes you never even dreamed of. So trying to figure it out, it's kind of the chapter in your book, Too Many Flavors of Jam, or Why We Don't Get Started. Because if you are constantly focused on the big picture, you miss the little steps.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yeah. And you just, there is, in any new journey, honestly, be it starting a new business, writing a new book, or frankly, having a baby, there's just a leap of faith that goes along with taking those chances and getting started.
There you go. There you go. It is the leap of faith, or the leap into faith of being, because I'm sure you've come across it as well with the women that you're dealing with. Our family and friends, you know, you were saying earlier about how everything we were supposed to be surrounded by them, and it's how it used to be, but it really isn't very often now. But the flip side of that is your family and friends sometimes are your biggest deterrents, not your biggest cheerleaders when you are out there, especially, I mean, I can't imagine what your family was like. You spent all this time in law school to then becoming that serial entrepreneur and everything that you're doing now. Very often people aren't cheering you. They're telling you, are you crazy? Why would you do this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, my dad is the greatest dad in the world and my biggest cheerleader. But to this day, I think given his choice, he would be really happy to see me go back into a nice, comfy, secure law firm.
Which, you know, that kind of sounds like an oxymoron to me, a comfy law firm. It really does. Sorry. So let's go back to 99 Walks. I've heard you say that walking is magic for women. Why do you think that's so?
The simple act of walking delivers so many benefits that I'll just get started with. I kind of break them into three categories. So first are some of the benefits for your body. So a regular walking practice has been shown to reduce your risk of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, dementia, osteoporosis, several types of cancer. It's really incredible. One study showed that a regular walking practice can add up to 7 years to your life. So walking is incredibly powerful for your body. There's a ton of research out there that shows the impact of walking on your mood as a great tool to help combat depression, to boost your mood, to give you clarity of focus, all of those things. So it's amazing for your mood. And then the last is more recent research that goes to how walking impacts on your mind and improves your decision-making ability and your executive focus. A fascinating, fairly recent study out of Stanford University that shows that walking can boost your creativity in a significant way, not just while you're walking, but for several hours after you walk. So I always say it's such a simple practice, but it has incredible benefits for your body, your mind, and your mood. And literally,
I'm just
talking like lace up your sneakers, walk out the door, walk for 20 minutes, and you start to reap all of these incredible benefits. Like you don't have to go to a gym, you don't need equipment, you just lace up your sneakers and walk out your door. We should all be doing this all the time.
99 Walks, how does it encourage women to come together and get moving?
So 99 Walks is an app-based program where we offer monthly challenges for women. We recommend that people start with a challenge, a goal that's right for them. We recommend starting around 33 miles a month because that tends to be a good place for many people, but people can dial it back or boost that up a little bit. And we have a very powerful walk tracker. And when our members hit their goal, we send them what we call wearable inspiration, right? Because everybody needs a little bit of bling in their lives and something to shoot for and to aim for and something that acknowledges their accomplishment. And then what we do is we create teams of our members, and we have an incredibly supportive and robust Facebook group. And then within the app, there's the ability to track your miles as part of your team and to comment on one another's walks. And then we do a lot of community things. We do walk and talks where we have people just hop on the phone and talk with one another or listen in to a live walk and talk with a celebrity guest, all kinds of different things.
That's so cool. Tell us about your app. For this?
Yep. So the app provides all the walk tracking, daily inspiration, daily classes. We offer all kinds of daily classes, including walking meditations, which are fantastic. And then at the end of the month, we, through the app, we'll see whether or not you crushed your goal. And if you did, we'll send you the wearable inspiration with the theme of the month. So the theme for February is Love Fiercely. We've been talking a lot about love and relationships. The theme for March is goal crushing. It's goal crushing month around here. And every month we focus on a new thing together as a community.
I'm going to stop here and take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors, because when we come back, I really want to get into the book and really talk extensively about the book and how much fun it is. So we will be right back here on Word of Mom Radio in just a moment.
As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join Stadium Bags .com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at stadiumbags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Joyce Shulman, and I want to talk now about 99 Walks. Let's really share this book with us and our listeners.
So the book, which is actually called Walk Your Way to Better, How to Change Your Life in 99 Walks, is a journey. I really hope to take my readers on a journey of 99 walks. Each one starts with a thought starter or a piece of research or a story or something that I think it's really important that we take a moment to stop and think about. And then I encourage my readers to actually step away and take a walk and let those thoughts percolate and marinate. One of the things that I see all the time, and Dori, I know you see this too, we're running so fast. We're just running from one idea to the next. And while there's a lot of great information out there, I don't think many of us are slowing down long enough to actually reap the benefits of the wisdom that we are being exposed to. So that's part of my mission, is just to encourage women to stop, think about things that I believe are important, and give themselves the time and the space to really think about them.
The 99 walks, each walk has a different theme. One of my favorites was the power of yet.
Oh, the power of yet. Three little letters that change everything. So one of the things that drives me crazy, and I don't know if this is exactly in this section or perhaps it's elsewhere in the book, but gosh, I hear from so many women who say, I'm not good at X. I can't do Y. And interestingly, I don't want to dig too deeply into, you know, the guys versus the gals thing, but I don't think you hear men say that nearly as often as you hear women. And I think you can change that by simply adding the word yet at the end of that sentence, even if it's in your head. So all the times that you tell yourself, I'm not good at X, if it's something that's important to you, if you add the word yet on the end of it, it changes everything. It intrinsically gives rise to what Carol Dweck calls the growth mindset. So, for example, women in business, starting something new, I'm not good at managing the finances of the business, versus I'm not good at managing the finances of the business yet. Yet, I'm working on it. I'm improving. I'm iterating. I'm getting better every day. Does that make sense?
It does, and I love that. I really do. It resonated so much with me because, as you said, just adding yet changes the entire complex of the statements you're telling yourself.
Exactly.
And because let's face it, we're our worst critic. Nobody could be as mean to us as we are to ourselves.
And why is that? Why is it that we're willing to talk to ourselves in a way that we would never talk to another person? Oh, certainly not another person we like.
Thank you. You know, it's so funny. I was actually with a dear friend the other day, and she was just so down on her. And I just looked at her, and I was like, you know what? How dare you say that about my friend?
Yeah, exactly.
And she just kind of looked at me, and I was like, no, how dare you say that about my friend? I have a friend who is loving and caring and kind, and how dare you say she's anything less than that?
Exactly.
You know? I just, and it's funny because people joke with me, oh, you're always in a good mood. My brothers still call me Mary Poppins, blah, 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 blah. I literally make that choice. And believe me, I take long drives and I love to drive. I'm a cross-country driver. I'll do a five-hour day trip, you know? And I love, because I just get to think. Once in a blue moon, a negative something will come in and I'll start rehashing. And then I literally just am like, what? Why are you wasting your time on this? I'm not even going to bother. And I throw it out and I start thinking of something different because I just refuse to dig down into the mud for myself. What am I going to roll around in the mud for and beat myself up for something that I cannot change that happened 10 years ago? But we do it all the time and we let our past impede our future.
And it's interesting what you say, because there's a through theme of my book, which is really around this idea that we have a lot more control and the ability to be more intentional in our thinking. And that's something that people aren't taught, but there is some lesson in it. And there are a lot of people out there who just literally don't believe that you can throw out negative thoughts. You can catch yourself exactly as you said you sometimes do, catch yourself as you go down that rabbit hole and say, I'm not doing this. This isn't good for me. This isn't going any place constructive. This isn't going to help me. I'm going to turn my attention someplace else. And we actually have the power to do that.
I agree. And we don't. So often we don't. Oh, my gosh. I've listened to some friends tell me the same things over and over and over again that happened how many years ago. And it's where you look at them. It's like, when are you going to realize that no matter how many times you look at this situation, no matter how many times you deconstruct what you've done, it's never going to change. It's never going to have a different outcome because it's in the past.
Unless unless there is some specific lesson that you need to learn from something that happened, you just need to let that go and move on. Life is, listen, you and I were talking actually before we got on air. Life is short.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. That's why, you know, I loved the Power of Pi Day.
The Power of Pi Day. There's another section in my book, and we can talk about the Power of Pi Day, but there's another section in my book, 100 Years, All New People.
Mm-hmm.
100 years, the entire planet will be populated by new people.
All right.
It's kind of mind-boggling.
It's amazing, though, because life renews itself. It's
yep.
that continual renewal of things. And one of the chapters that you had, Feed the Good Wolf, it is one of my favorite stories.
Yep.
It really, truly is. And it's so simple and so true.
Absolutely.
Because it is that good and that good and the evil, the yin and the yang that we all have within us. And which wolf are you going to feed?
And actually, that goes exactly to what you were just talking about, is where you choose to put your mental energy.
Without a doubt. You know, I want you to talk about some of the, because, you know, what I love about the book is that each chapter is that thought starter and the ideas of going into each one. What I'm curious, as somebody who everybody's like, you should really write a book, how did you come about these thought-starting ideas that you share?
I'm one of those people. So I've been a writer my whole life in the sense that I am one of those people who doesn't know what she's thinking until she writes it down. And I don't know if that makes sense to people who don't write, but I process as I'm writing. That's the mechanism for me to think. So quite a bit of what's in the book have been pieces of things that I have written down over the course of my life while I'm trying to process something. And then, of course, I had to clean them up and turn them into things that I hope other people want to read. But a tremendous number of these 99 sections, these 99 walks, are things that I have processed, things I have tried to unravel, things that have resonated with me that I've put into place and used in my life to try to move forward towards the vision of being that I want.
I love that. Moving forward to the vision of being what I want. What a positive.
It's
fabulous, though. The thing is, we are in control as much as we don't think we're in control, and that control is an illusion. If the only thing we can control is ourselves and our thoughts and our actions, then it gives us the control over the environment that we are going to not only let ourselves live in, but bring other people into.
I was just going to say that's a huge part of this is the impact on the people around you. And I think that we underestimate that. The way that we walk through the world and the way that we impact the people we come in contact with, even beyond our immediate family, that's a little bit more obvious, or the people we work with every day. But truly, and we all know this, we all know that there are people in the world that we see, whether it's the barista at your coffee shop or the doorman at a building you frequent, whatever it is, there are people who literally make you smile and brighten your day. And we have the opportunity to choose to be those people based on how we choose to walk through the world.
That's right. And I've actually heard you say that people are like bananas. And I'd love for you to explain that.
Yeah, people are like bananas. So, well, there's a little bit of a longer story to this, so bear with me. But everybody in my family likes their bananas a different way. So my daughter likes her bananas really green. My husband likes his bananas in between. I like my bananas pretty yellow and pretty ripe. And it turns out that if you put three bunches of bananas into a bowl, they will come to a common level of ripeness. They will find their commonality very, very quickly. That's why if you buy a bunch of bananas at the grocery store, they tend to be the same level of ripeness. And the reason for that is that bananas give off certain compounds, certain chemical compounds that encourage neighboring bananas to catch up to the level of ripeness. So the analogy here is that you will begin to ripen and take on the characteristics of the people you surround yourself with. And that can be, that can work to your benefit or that can work to your detriment. And we've heard, it's been kind of floating around the internet as one of these things that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And the research, the more current research shows that that's not exactly true. That's a little bit simplistic. But the truth of the matter is that you are absolutely influenced in a very material way by the behavior and habits and conduct of the people with whom you surround yourself. So what does that mean? It means you got to choose carefully. That's all that means to me. Choose the people in your world carefully. If you're surrounding yourself by negative people, that is going to rub off on you. You are going to be the same ripeness of banana as they are.
That is the perfect place to be wrapping up this interview. If people are interested in your book, Joyce, and how to reach you, where can they find you? Please let us know.
Oh, I would love that. So the book is available on Amazon under Walk Your Way to Better, 99 Walks That Will Change Your Life. You can find me on social channels on Instagram at Joyce R. Shulman. And you can learn more about 99 Walks or connect with me via 99 Walks at the website 99walks.fit, or you can check out the app on iOS or Android.
All of these links will be live on our show page. I encourage you to get this book, read it, take those walks. It's a great journey. It really is. And each day it will give you something new to think about on that walk for you. So Joyce, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us here today on Word of Mom Radio. I really appreciate you joining us. I really do. And I'll thank you in advance for all of the women who are going to benefit from reading your book and hopefully tuning into your podcast and connecting with you across social media. So thank you again for being with us. And on behalf of myself and everyone here at the Word of Mom Media Network, thank you all for tuning in. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass, She Is You. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.